Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Just dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Start things out here tonight. Apparently, leaving the country doesn't keep you safe from the government bureaucrats and their enforcers. Wayne, you've got a story for us.
Yes, apparently not. The FDA allegedly has kidnapped and deported an herbalist from Ecuador named Greg Catan. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration today stands accused of taking part in the kidnapping and illegal extradition of a permanent resident of Ecuador in violation of both international law and Ecuadorian law. Greg Catan, owner and operator of Alpha Omega Labs, an herbal products company that sells anti-cancer herbal remedies made with Ecuadorian medicinal herbs, was arrested at gunpoint at a road checkpoint in Ecuador, then transported to an Ecuadorian holding facility.
That's how they do it, by the way. The FDA, when they go in and they arrest somebody for violating their set of regulations, they bring the SWAT team. They bring it's a police raid over medicine.
Yes, they also sometimes they'll pay off government officials in other countries to be able to do this too.
As though the guy that's selling herbal cancer remedies is going to be armed up to the teeth and is going to be blasting the feds. I mean, how often does that happen?
Well, that's how you expand your reign of terror. That's obviously people aren't going to want to break your rules if you bust in with a SWAT team, destroy a bunch of their property, hurt shoot their animals or whatever, hurt them. No, people, it's scary.
Mm. Well, they took him at a gunpoint at a road checkpoint in Ecuador. Then they transported him to an Ecuadorian holding facility to await a hearing, which was supposed to be on December 14th, 2009. Catan was expected to be set free by the Ecuadorian judge, and at that hearing, based on the facts of the case, which indicated Catan's permanent residency in Ecuador was legal and valid. 3 days before the hearing could take place, Catan was taken from his holding facility and, with the help of U.S. State Department employees, involuntarily placed on an American Airlines plane headed for Miami. An Ecuadorian judge rushed to the airport in Guayaquil and demanded that Catan be released from the plane, stating that the attempted deportation was illegal.
But kidnapping.
But American Airlines...
Not when we do it.
That's right. But American Airlines employees reportedly refused to allow Catan to leave the plane, stating that the plane was U.S. territory and that Ecuadorian law did not apply there, even though the plane was still on the tarmac in Guayaquil Airport and under the direction of
air traffic control. I'd like to point out that
my shoes are U.S. territory when I go to some other country? Well, hey, look, I'm traveling in them.
Yeah, well, I myself am Ian territory, so no laws will apply to me.
There you go.
It's pretty unbelievable. Well, the plane then departed Guayaquil Airport and continued its flight to Miami, where Greg Catan was held in a federal detention facility to await trial in the U.S. His crimes? Selling herbal medicine and daring to tell the truth about those medicines on his website.
Well, what he believes to be the truth. I mean, he is selling something that is purporting to help people with cancer.
I don't care if it helps you see Santa Claus and his 9 reindeer. It doesn't matter to me what it is that he's claiming on his website. He should be free to make those claims.
Well, the thing is, these guys can't make those claims. The herbalists and the people that are not inside the establishment medical system are, by law, it's my understanding, they're by law prevented from making any claims about health benefits of their particular products. Now, there are some exceptions to that, right? I mean, aren't there some hoops they can jump through as far as begging the government to allow them, once they show enough studies and pay enough money to the feds, to allow them to make a claim? Is that the case?
Well, they can make structure-function claims. They can't say they cure anything, but they can say they can make claims like, well, this herb increases the killer T-cell count in your body. But that's about all they can say. They can't say it cures anything. The only thing that can cure anything by law is a drug.
So if they say it increases the T cell count, then it's your responsibility to know what that means, right?
Yes.
You have to sort of translate that. Is that the idea?
My wife has a tendency to be kind of has her ear to the ground in this natural medicine stuff, and it was interesting. She was listening to one of her videos from Mercola.com, and apparently the baking soda, Arm & Hammer baking soda, used to be part of a cold. They had a cold remedy regimened on their box.
On the box.
On their box or as part of their packaging or whatever at one point, and you would take, like a half a teaspoon or something like that of baking soda, like six times a day.
Yeah.
And it doesn't sound like a lot of fun. But, I've heard claims. I don't know any of the science behind this. And I don't think that it's going to be of any harm to you at all to take baking soda. So, you know, what's the harm? If you took this several times a day, then it was supposed to help you over, a day's period. I've heard that...
Shorten the cold? Is that the idea?
To shorten it and mess up the intensity, apparently, to lower the intensity of it.
Right.
And they were told to take it off the box? Is that the idea?
Yeah, the FDA came along. You couldn't make those claims any longer.
Right. And supposedly baking soda is very alkaline, which can help alkalize the body. And see, colds and flus tend to thrive in a more acidic environment in the body. So if you eat a lot of acidic foods and you're around an acidic environment, you can be more susceptible, some say.
Interesting. I did not know that about colds.
It's interesting.
I
don't know that you found any information out today. You found out is history of Arm & Hammer baking soda. I don't know. I'm not going to make any claims about Arm & Hammer baking soda.
Oh, no. What I was saying was that I didn't know about the colds being alkaline. Oh, no, wait. You said they're acidic?
Any time the body gets more acidic, they say that your body is more susceptible to infections than when it's more alkaline. Vegetables are more alkaline, for example. Baking soda is alkaline. But when the body gets more acidic, and if you eat a lot of meat, for example, a lot of white sugar, things like that tend to make the body more acidic. And then bad things tend to want to grow in your body more readily.
These are things that I've heard. However, I don't know, but it's interesting. And what's the harm in taking some baking soda,
Well, that's what naturopathic doctors claim anyway. But getting back to Mr. Catan, this isn't the first time he's had trouble with the FDA. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration has for many years pursued Catan, accusing him of selling unapproved drugs, herbal medicines that have never been and never will be approved by the FDA to treat anything.
Right, because this guy probably couldn't possibly afford to put it through that particular process.
That's right. And he was convicted of these crimes in 2003 and served 33 months in federal prison.
You gotta be kidding me.
Wow.
After serving his term, Catan was on probation for another 3 years. As Greg Catan's wife explained in an exclusive interview yesterday, I believe it was, on naturalnews.com, 18 months into that probation, Catan received word that a rogue FDA agent named John Armand was intimidating his ex-employees in an attempt to convince them to testify against Catan in order to have him convicted of further charges that would lead to more prison time. After submitting a request to his preceding judge to ask that the remainder of his probation be excused, Catan moved to Ecuador and acquired permanent residency there in part to escape persecution by what he saw as a rogue FDA agent violating the law in an effort to see Catan prosecuted yet again.
Can't say I blame him.
So in Ecuador, though, selling anti-cancer herbs is no crime.
No.
In fact, selling herbs and accurately describing their medicinal properties is not a crime. It's common sense. Every pharmacy, health food store, shaman, and medicine man openly talks about the anti-cancer properties of various herbs. No one goes to prison for selling medicinal herbs in Ecuador. The very idea sounds silly. Why would any nation want to lock up its healers?
How many countries do that? I mean, how many of the Western world countries are... They have regulations as restrictive as the FDA.
Well, Europe and Canada are also very restrictive as well.
Mm-hmm.
But the third world countries tend to be less so. And there are some. And Japan tends to be less so. Asia tends to be less so as well because they've had a long tradition of herbal medicine.
I mean, basically, the FDA system exists to promote the medical establishment at the cost of these other guys who should be able to compete on an even marketplace, but they're not because the FDA lifts the other establishment industries up on a pedestal and essentially kicks down anybody else that wants to market their product and compete with the establishment medical businesses. And they literally they literally will hurt those people. They went and stole this man's freedom from him and took him back to the United States. It's outrageous.
A valuable member of society, I might add.
The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up anything. It's Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for Ixquick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week StartPage challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of StartPage and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
Remain in your houses. The President of the United States has declared martial law under Executive Order 11004.
Will they do it? Will they pull the trigger this time? We all pray they stand down, but an engineered crisis seems more likely with each passing day. Think it can't happen here? Executive Order 10990 locks down all highways. Executive Order 10995 seizes control of all media outlets. Executive Order 10998 controls all farms and food supplies. All these executive orders are now cocked, loaded, and waiting for the right crisis. So if you're worried about the possibility of martial law here in America or have questions about how to survive it, go to martiallawsurvival.com. That's martiallawsurvival.com. Go to martiallawsurvival.com right now.
You must remain in your houses until your bracelets are scanned.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything by dialing the toll-free number brought to you by SACL CAI, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got a lot of features. They're all free, including our Facebook profile. You can go and become a fan at facebook.freetalklive.com. That's facebook.freetalklive.com. www.freetalklive.com. Critical thinking exercise. Now explain the difference between government and organized crime. Can't really do that.
One works during the day and one works at night?
I don't know about that. I don't think so. Be sure to include in your comparison the disadvantages that organized crime syndicates might encounter by not having access to a 12-year propaganda system designed to convince children that their activities are somehow not organized crime. School Sucks Podcast is a show about the end of public education and socially acceptable forms of organized crime. Visit schoolsucksproject.com to learn more. That's schoolsucksproject.com.
You go get them.
All right. Well, that's not my show. That's I think it's Brent, right, that runs that show?
You go get him, Brent.
Yes, and from what I understand, he's doing a fine job of it. All right, let's go to your phone calls about whatever you want. Then coming up, a mother has been denied the ability to decide for herself or decide for her daughter what sort of medical treatment she receives. We'll get to that story in moments. First, it's Andy in California. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Andy.
Hello, this is Andy out in California, and I was the one that has dyslexia, and just by the nature of our disability, it makes us an enemy of the state and county and local governments because the use of our auxiliary aid of a tape recorder.
Because you want to bring a tape recorder into whatever governmental facilities, and they don't like that very much out there.
They don't like that, and you kind of poo-poo the cap system on me, but when I carry a tape recorder, I can show and prove that it's true. And one suggestion I can tell you guys is just to go down to the Department of Treasury and copyright that fiction, you know, the cap version of your name, and then use a tape recorder with somebody with you that has dyslexia to go into the courtroom. In regards to arrest, they have stopped arresting us as a group of people. They leave us alone. And now what we need to do now is to organize to where we can get the whole society where they're left alone by these agents from a private corporation.
Okay, why are they – okay, you say that the government people are not arresting you. Why?
Well, because I carry a tape recorder, and if you're a criminal, you don't want to be involved with someone that has a tape recorder. How many people have you seen?
Well, I've had people get arrested, and they have had video cameras surrounding them. So.
Oh, I know, but they weren't disabled.
Oh,
I'm disabled. I have access with it. I have more rights than you, in theory.
Gotcha. Well,
and,
that's not true, of
now
course.
Now, we talked about the Judicial Transparency Act going, why should I have more rights than you, changing a court of fiction into fact and putting habeas corpus, discovery, and due process back on the hands of the people. And I just want to let you guys know that there is a few people out here willing to do that, and if anybody wants to contact me, I don't know if you want to take the phone number off the air.
What is it that you're willing to do exactly?
Well, we as a group of people are willing to take a step forward and make the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution a part of everybody's life, just as a group of people that have dyslexia.
I don't understand what that means. I mean, you... I'm just trying to understand you here. You're saying that as a group of dyslexics, you can help put the Constitution into people's lives?
Make it again. I told you the cap system is true. And the reason it's true is because they have a problem with the tape recorder.
When you say the cap system is true, you mean the conspiracy theory that...
No, it's not a conspiracy. When you offer a tape recorder to the judge, the DA, and the stenographer, and ask the question, equality under the law is paramount, you are acting under the law, and they won't say yes.
I don't know what that has to do with the conspiracy theory that there are some sort of corporations created in all capital letters and that somehow you can separate yourself from it so that the state agents will no longer enact their violence upon you. You're not making that connection clear.
If you've got dyslexia, they will. I'm just looking to help everybody else.
They will what? If you have dyslexia, they will what?
They'll leave you alone. If you get pulled over and you offer an officer a tape recorder and an auxiliary aid because his might not be functioning, it puts him back on his heels.
And you think that's going to stop the police from messing with you?
Well, if you put a big sign on the back of your truck that says tape recorder on board and dyslexic, yeah. You know, but
do you think that somebody with an audio recording device who is not dyslexic would have less success at this?
You'll get thumped and beaten to the ground.
Okay, so basically what you're saying is as long as you're dyslexic, you can be free in America, but if you're not dyslexic, then you're SOL.
You have the potential. The whole problem is not having a court record, as I've told you, and we use a court stenographer, which is a machine that's 140 years old. We just want to modernize the third branch of government. with a CD or...
I'm all in favor of the idea of bringing modern recording devices into the courtroom, and I'm all in favor of the idea of recording government bureaucrats whenever you encounter them to help keep them a little more honest than they might otherwise be, and or perhaps help keep them less violent than they might otherwise be. But I don't know about this, the idea that just because you're dyslexic, you'll have better luck with this. Maybe you will.
Maybe you will. I don't know.
Well, you know, the whole thing is you talk about you have to have the government fear the people. And what's wrong with someone with a tape recorder? It's
Andy.
The American Disabilities Act, and I provide my own auxiliary aid. And the whole deal, what we're
Mark
doing
has a question for you.
Yep, gotcha. Andy, so this CAPS, all capital letters conspiracy out there, it means that the government creates for you a straw man corporation when you're born. Some people say it's through your birth certificate. Some people say it's through your Social Security card. Okay, fine, it's through a bank.
Well, if you look at the lower left-hand portion of the birth certificate, it says Northern Northern Bank Company on your birth certificate.
No.
Yeah, it doesn't.
It does in this state.
Okay.
And if you look at the driver's license, it says not for public benefit on the back, or voter registration or employment.
Like
so it must be a private agreement.
Ask a question. Now, some of them believe that the government sets up some kind of trust fund account in your name that you can then
cash in.
Right, once you go to court.
About that. They arrest you if you don't use this damn money in the first place. It's not money. It doesn't represent gold or silver. It's funny money.
Can you go and buy a car with it?
You can barter with it, and that's basically what you're doing because the Federal Reserve has been taken over by foreign banks, and the gold reserve is gone.
It's real money. They have your labor to that they use in exchange for it. So, I mean, you know, it has value backing.
Well, to me, it's just a piece of paper, and with people with dyslexia, if you can't wipe your ass with it, I mean, it's no good to you.
Yeah, you can send it to me.
Sure.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Strange. We go to Nick in South Dakota. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
Hello.
Nick, you're on the air.
Hi, guys. How are you doing?
What's on your mind tonight, Nick?
Yes, I was just calling about central planning. And for anybody who thinks that government central planning is a good idea, I don't know if anybody else plays any of the multiplayer computer games where you got to organize resources and build armies or whatever. But I don't know about you, but I tend to get unbalanced sometimes. I'll get too much of this or too much of that.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, that's like a testament to that there's no one person or even a small group of people that could possibly organize society as a whole.
They do a pretty poor job, if you ask me.
Well, clearly not. I mean, when they make mistakes, as they inevitably will, the biggest problem is that everybody's forced to cover them for it. Everyone is forced to pay for their mistakes. And that's a huge issue. If you've got more, you're welcome to hang on and bring it back at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. I like the online games where if it moves, I get to shoot it. I like the simple ones. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
This is Big John Lipscomb. World government and all its tyranny is rapidly approaching. The choices you make today will determine your level of suffering and freedom tomorrow. I have two solutions for you, so you and your family can stay strong and free. PatriotFood.com. 135 pounds of long-lasting dehydrated food in 25 varieties. That's one-fourth the cost of many freeze-dried offers of the same weight. And survivalistseeds.com, where I just released my best offer ever, 7,000 heirloom vegetable seeds, 30 varieties of vegetables. That's over 4 pounds of seed, and I ship it in a time capsule so they will last decades. And now you can get a second for a $60 savings. PatriotFood.com and survivalistseeds.com. Anything else is just a copycat.
America is in deep, deep trouble because we don't know our rights. Let's get real freedom back into America by teaching and promoting the Bill of Rights with the 2010 Freedom Calendar. Why? Because our forefathers gave them to us. Because the Freedom Calendar is true patriotism in action. And because if you don't know your rights and use them, you may lose them. The Freedom Calendar is the best educational tool in over 200 years. It shows in detail how to use your rights, how to answer any bureaucrat, how to use your guaranteed rights for true freedom. The Freedom Calendar is the easy way to learn the proper use and function of each of our rights and is perfect for homeschoolers, business promotions, and fundraisers. Order your Freedom Calendar now for just $15, and discounts are available for bulk orders. Call 651-771-5234. Again, 651-771-5234. The Freedom Calendar. Know your rights or lose them. Order now while supplies last. Call 651-771-5234 today.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
The Christmas elves at Peppermint Jim's workshop have been busy whipping up holiday gift baskets jam-packed with their top-selling peppermint products. Log on to GetMint.com and choose from a variety of gorgeous, bright red holiday boxes bursting with all your minty favorites. Choose from the Holiday Double Mint Gift Basket or the Holiday Favorite, or go all out with the Deluxe Holiday Essential Oil Basket. No matter what you choose, you can't go wrong with these terrific all-natural Christmas gifts. Your friends and family will love them. And while you're picking up your gift baskets at GetMint.com, be sure to grab a few stocking stuffers, too. From bath salts to candles to pure mint oil, mint freshens the air, perks up your senses, and has terrific health benefits. To order, call 1-800-345-9068 or visit GetMint.com. And for a limited time, they're offering free shipping for orders over $100. So add some sparkle to your holidays and give the gift of mint at GetMint.com.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You are invited to bring up anything by dialing in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line tonight. It's Ian with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free. So enjoy those on us. Features including the chat room. Go and get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners any old time. Of course, the best time is during the show. At chat.freetalklive.com. That's chat.freetalklive.com.
Uncovering the secrets and exposing the lies. That's what the readers of freedomsphoenix.com get every day. Readers of freedomsphoenix.com are constantly provided with the detailed real news that lies between the lines of propaganda and the relationship that we have with coercive governments. Freedomsphoenix.com offers up-to-the-minute updates on the economy, technology, communications, and the rise of the police state. Go now to freedomsphoenix.com and sign up for their free daily dispatch. It's freedomsphoenix.com.
All right, toll-free number is 800-259-9231. Coming up, we'll talk about the police attacking some octogenarians on the tennis court. Then, of course, we'll also take your phone calls as well about anything. So let's go back to Nick. I think he's still with us in South Dakota. Talking about central planning, Nick, did you have more thoughts for us tonight?
Not on the central planning thing, other than the little game analogy that I had. I can't hardly manage things, at least we'll talk to anybody else, but...
Right. How could somebody manage an entire city, let alone...
Yeah, I mean, that's just such a large task. I mean, each person in the market could easily see a need, but, I mean, how can a larger government official see a smaller need as it starts to become a larger one? You know what I'm saying?
Right. Not only are they in charge of the entire city, but they're almost completely unaccountable for what they end up doing about it. So if it turns out that the way they design their traffic, the way they design their traffic lights and the roads, it turns out that there's not enough capacity to handle the amount of cars that are on there, then, oh, well, too bad. You just have to sit in traffic. You know, there's nothing you can do about it. There's no way they can be held accountable for their mistakes. It's just, oh, whoopsie. Okay, well, if they even realize they've made a mistake, then they get to just take more money from people to, in an attempt to correct it. But it's not likely that that's going to happen anytime soon in most places. I mean, most of these plans that they're working on are a very long-term kind of, I mean, around here in Keene, New Hampshire, they're working on the master plan. And they've been planning the master plan, I think, as long as I've been living here for all 3 years or something like that. So it's, there certainly is a lot of planning going on, not a whole lot of doing. When the doing actually gets done, it gets screwed up, and there's rarely any sort of correcting of the screw-ups. And how could they correct? They can't adjust appropriately to market signals because they don't have the ability to do that as government bureaucrats. They don't have the interest or the incentive to do it.
I also think that sometimes the signals aren't large enough for the city or state or federal government to even see sometimes, where you or I, just going through life, might say, hey, there'd be need to fill this need, and you go ahead and just do it.
Yep. So what else did you have on your mind?
I've been meaning to talk to you guys about abortion for quite a while.
Oh, good.
I know. I know you guys love this subject.
It's actually been a while since anyone brought this up on the show. Go ahead.
I'm pro-life, and to me it's like the question isn't, the question really is, where do you think that life begins? And one of the things that I know you guys have talked about is if someone has hurt someone else, the person being offended needs to figure out how to bring suit or whatever. But like when you, in the case of a small child, I'm sorry, an infant or whatever you want to call this, a fetus.
Parasite.
To me, I feel like as soon as you've merged the sperm and the egg together, there's life. So to me, that's murder. So, and one thing I've heard Mark say in the past, please forgive me if I'm wrong, but he's like, you know, having abortion is clearly not solved the issue, or I'm sorry, outlawing abortion has not solved the issue, but having a law against murder didn't solve that issue either. You simply end up punishing the people however you see fit when they've had offense. I don't know, what do you guys, I mean...
Well, what do you think the punishment should be for someone who gets an abortion?
Same punishment for if you were to kill a homeless person, that no one could possibly bring claim upon his value or lost income or whatever you want to bring claim to.
So no punishment then is what you're saying?
Well, I mean, what do you think? What should happen to, in a free, purely free market, what should happen to someone who killed a homeless person that you can't identify as a family member, or there's nobody that really, you know who did it, you can clearly prove it, 50 people saw it. How can you, what do you do to that person who kills a homeless person?
I think that's an excellent question, and I am not certain how to answer it. I would imagine that the insurance companies that would be out protecting people would still be interested in keeping a dangerous man off of the streets. I mean, presuming he might kill somebody else who's not homeless, or somebody who does have a family. I mean, nobody wants, even if you're homeless, it doesn't mean your life is valueless. So I guess it would be up to the marketplace to decide what would be appropriate for that. I don't know how that would be dealt with, because I'm just somebody who doesn't like the idea of putting somebody in a jail cell unless it's absolutely necessary. But if you're dealing with a homicidal maniac who's going around killing homeless people, then I think it makes sense to take him off the streets.
I'm sorry. This is one of the places where Ian and I sort of deviate. I mean, I do believe that that the marketplace at some point in the future can and will take care of justice. But I, you know, at this point, there's no point in talking about what life will be like 200 years from now in a free market as far as justice goes. What I'd like to see are people being reimbursed by the people that hurt them for the crimes they commit. If there's no one to reimburse, that doesn't mean that there shouldn't be punishment. I'm not against a penitentiary for people that commit crimes. I'm just against people who are victims being victimized a second time, having to pay for those people being locked up.
Entirely in favor of that, and I'm with you on that. That's where I'm going to swing it back to the abortion issue. In the abortion issue, you may or may not have family members that would claim that baby's life or whatever you want to call it if they both parents wanted to get rid of that child. That's where I have this issue. I mean, where do you truly believe that life begins in this whole process?
Well, I think that life has, as you pointed out, you didn't choose to say a rich, eccentric millionaire who lives on his own and has very little contact with other people. You chose this homeless person. You chose the least valuable of an adult person out there as your example. And I think that what you're pointing to is that, in fact, this zygote, which is the scientific name for when the sperm and the egg meat, that a zygote, although a human life, is a less valuable human life than, say, your bouncing baby boy when you had him, that they become more valuable as time goes on. That first trimester is a very tenuous time, and many babies don't make it out of that trimester. So you have...
And that would be, to me, nature speaking, but then, you know, you have a parent that wants to terminate that. I wonder where you... We can maybe we'll continue, but where do you think that life begins if you had your choice to be able to draw that line in the sand?
If I had my choice, I believe that a human life is created at conception, and I believe that a person who is responsible, follows through on their actions. That the act of procreation, that sex is, sex creates babies sometimes, and that a person who's responsible about that is going to have the baby that they created.
Yeah, but however, accidents happen.
The world is full of mindless morons that I'm really not that excited about.
You don't have to be a moron to get pregnant. You can have accidents. You know, the condom can break. The birth control can fail. And you can get pregnant in that way. And in that case, I would say that if you didn't want to have the baby, if you weren't planning on having that baby and you're willing to go through that process, then I don't consider that murder because you haven't actually taken anything from anyone. The baby hasn't had even the opportunity to experience the world outside of the womb. And that, I think, is another testament to the fact that they aren't the same as the life of a zygote is not the same as the life of a small child or a baby.
Well, do you believe
that? If you keep drawing that parallel, then you could say the life of Mark, I have a 4-year-old and a 1-year-old, so you could say that the life of my 4-year-old or 1-year-old is not as valuable as a CEO of a massive charity that helps millions and millions of people every day.
I think that there's an argument to be made for that. Throughout human history, things like there've always when recompense has been made for somebody who's been killed, basically they've looked at that person's earning potential and the people that rely upon that person.
And I think it also depends on I think it also depends on your perspective. I mean, to you, your baby is far more valuable than Gates. Thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. You can bring up anything, and I would say generally that any human being that is alive and out is equally valuable as the other. Mm-hmm. But as far as a fetus is concerned, not so much. Free Talk Live. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Use the coupon code FTL, that's FTL as in Free Talk Live, and sign up at HostGator.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.com host you.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Stouffer's. Let's Fix Dinner. Find dinner ideas to bring your family together at the table at letsfixdinner.com. Juggling schedules so that everyone eats together can be tough. Try starting with one family dinner a week, whenever you can fit it in. Take turns picking the meal and have everyone pitch in. Working together will bring your family closer, even if it is just once a week. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
For the past year, you've heard about GardenInACan.com right here on GCN. GardenInACan.com is your source for premium non-hybrid and non-genetically modified seeds. Each order includes 16 carefully selected varieties made specifically for both spring and fall, giving you an extended growing season. You'll receive approximately 18,000 seeds, giving you the ability to plant a crisis garden of up to two-thirds of an acre. Every order is hermetically sealed to lock in freshness and sealed again in a large metal can for the ultimate protection, giving you a shelf life of up to 10 years. For a limited time, while supplies last, GardenInACan.com is having a sale. Order your Garden in a Can for only $49.95. That's right, $49.95. If you have a preparedness plan and it does not include long-term storable garden seeds, this is the best time to acquire your seeds. Take advantage of this great offer and order now. Visit GardenInACan.com. That's GardenInACan.com.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Dial in toll free at 800-259-9231. This is SACL CAI toll-free line tonight. It's Ian with you.
And Wayne and Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, and they include lots of stuff. Those other talk show hosts, they charge you for their sites. Ours, we give away. And if you enjoy Free Talk Live and you like the fact that we give you all the features on our website for free, we'd like you to shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. You just enter Amazon through that link. And Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. And, you know, I don't mention this often enough, but if you're in Canada, the UK, or Germany, and you go to amazon.freetalklive.com, you should be redirected to the appropriate international Amazon site for your area. So if you're in those other countries, you can also shop at Amazon, and you can get, or we can get a percentage of your purchase through those other countries' Amazon. So just to let you know, amazon.freetalklive.com. Get your shopping done for the holidays or just get stuff for yourself. amazon.freetalklive.com. We continue with your phone calls. Matt is in Illinois on the AMP line. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Matt.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
How are you doing tonight?
What's on your mind?
This gentleman just called about abortion. And let me preface what I'm going to say by saying that I don't think that abortion is the best choice a female can make. However, this gentleman wants to compare abortion to murder of a full-grown adult, and I don't think that is a viable comparison. A more accurate comparison is if, say, you are walking past a homeless person and he suddenly attached himself to you, and now he is sucking your blood from your body, and the only way he's going to survive is if he keeps sucking your blood from your body, and you walk into a doctor's office and you say, "Hey, doc, I got this thing on me. Can you get rid of it for me?" And the doctor looks at you and he goes, "No, I'm afraid you're going to have to keep that attached to you for the rest of your life." Or he says, "Sure, I can get rid of it for you." I think that would be a more accurate comparison.
You mean like a parasite?
Well,
yeah.
I think that what you're pointing out here, Matt, is that in fact, technology will solve this problem in the relatively near future. That it will be possible for people to, that have fetuses extracted and come to term at some point in an artificial womb someplace, and abortion won't be necessary. But at this point, in order to get the fetus out of the mother, death is going to be the result. I am of the opinion that I don't think that it's in most cases the right solution. I think that there are people out there that can love that child and take care of them. And I think that if you participated in the sex act, whether you used a condom or missed your birth control pill that day or whatever it was, I mean, you know that sex causes pregnancy. And I'm not of the opinion that, I mean, libertarianism is a movement of personal responsibility. I don't think, I'm not here to tell people that they can, just shirk responsibilities that they've created for themselves.
Well, wait a minute. Just because you get pregnant doesn't mean that you have an obligation to go through with it. It doesn't mean that the most responsible action in that case is to go through with the pregnancy. The most responsible action may very well be to terminate the pregnancy because you aren't ready financially to have a child. A lot of people, are not prepared.
There are lots of people out there that will help you financially to have your child and then take that child from you and raise them in a very good fashion.
I understand that, Mark.
I understand that there's a lot of morons out there that think that they want to keep the baby after they have it, and they shouldn't be, but you're creating a straw dog here. It doesn't matter.
I see that there are a lot of babies out there already that are looking to be adopted, and I don't see any reason why you need to add another one to the mix. Doesn't make sense to me. If those people want to get a baby, there's plenty of them out there that they can get their hands on. Why do they have to have another one added to the population?
Well, I think that there's every individual is in their the situations in the place that they're in, and I just don't think that this is an option that should be removed from people.
And it won't be removed. I mean, come
on. Right. You're talking about
abortion as an option that people. Anti-abortionists want to remove that option.
Yeah, sure. But they're not going to go anywhere
and
with it.
I don't think there's an option that
right.
should be.
No, I agree with
right.
you.
They're beating on a drum that is long since dead, and they might as well give that particular issue up. And I know that that it's an important one to them. And
I don't
oddly,
think they should
I'd like
give
to
up.
Point out that it's mostly important to males. And I think that the abortion issue is about as relevant to males as the draft issue is to women. I mean, it's just not.
I don't know why it is that the men make
such a big deal about it.
I would never go so far as to say they should give it up. Obviously, it's very important. I think maybe what they should give up is the attempt to legislate, but I think they should continue to persuade. I think they should
continue
But
they're not persuasive, dude. Most of the people who are anti-abortion are not persuasive.
You mean they're shrill and they're holding pictures
of
murder.
Gore? No, it's not. It's not the same as murder. Don't draw that comparison because then you just look like a fringe loony. If you go out in front of the abortion clinic and show people pictures of chopped up dead babies, that's disgusting. You're not convincing anyone with that. There's no point in that. What you should do, here's an idea for all the people out there that believe that abortion's wrong, like me, is go out in front of that abortion clinic and offer the girls that walk in the opportunity to have that baby for some kind of trust fund or something that you'll set up for them. I know it's legal. I've heard of people doing it. Glenn Beck did it with his with the baby that he adopted relatively recently.
Then aren't you just creating welfare at that point?
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, if you're starting to set up trust funds for people that are going into Planned Parenthood in order to try to persuade them away from
that's
getting,
not welfare. Welfare is forced redistribution of wealth.
But it also might incentivize some kids to get pregnant
babies.
To get 20 grand or whatever.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. If somebody wants to get pregnant in order to have a baby to make money, as far as I'm concerned, I don't care about that. If they're entering into
I have a concern with that because there are a lot of babies out there that could use families that
you
are already
out there. You want to remove the profit motive?
Huh?
You want to remove the profit motive from human interaction?
I don't know what you're talking about. What you're talking about?
You're suggesting that we keep the system we have, where people don't have the opportunity, where it's illegal to pay some girl to have a baby for you.
It's not illegal to do that.
And it is to pay them. You have to kind of get around it a little bit. Mm.
You cover their costs, right? And
right,
then you buy them
set
a house,
up an educational fund or something like that.
What about?
I'm not saying they shouldn't offer that necessarily, but if you just offer it wholesale to anybody that's pregnant, then you're going to do what Wayne said, and you're going to incentivize people who otherwise wouldn't get pregnant to get pregnant.
And what do you think welfare did? You know, in the 60s, when the Great Society programs came out, it incentivized poor women in the ghettos to have kids without a father around.
Matt, any further thoughts for us tonight?
Interesting twist how this whole conversation got to paying people for babies. You know, as far as I'm concerned, that shouldn't be illegal either if it is.
No, it shouldn't. I agree with you that it shouldn't. I just think it's a bad idea. You start paying people to have kids, people are going to start having kids, just like they've done with the government welfare system. And I understand that you're pointing out that government welfare is forced redistribution of wealth, and this would be voluntary. That's fine. It's just that if people start having more kids, then all of a sudden the value of the kids goes down. Now they've got more kids than they're able to pay for.
Do you think that abortion's a good thing?
No, I don't think it's a good thing. I think it's a very hard decision.
How do you disincentivize it? That's what I'm saying. Getting an abortion is a medical procedure that you can die from. I think that women are sufficiently disincentivized, and I don't think you should offer them a great sum of money. But many of the women who are getting abortions as a sort of form of birth control might be persuaded by a smaller amount of money than say $40,000 or something like that.
Well, now wait a minute.
It.
Are you going to die from an abortion if you take the morning after pill? I mean, there are different kinds of abortions. Right. I mean, there are different options out there. If it's early on, are you more likely to die as opposed to the third trimester or something?
More than 100,000 people every year die from pharmaceutical drugs that were prescribed to them by a doctor.
Yeah, you're not answering my question. Thank you, Matt.
So, yes, you could die from the morning
after. Just for the record, people can die from having babies, too.
Well, yeah, that's true.
Very true.
Thank you for the point. Thank you for the thoughts at 800-259-9231.
Guys, what about the issue of abortion being a federal law, so a one-size-fits-all law as opposed to being something more local in nature?
I'm opposed to the federal government, so I don't think that they
should
exist.
But what I mean is there are communities where people might be very religious and very conservative who might want to not allow it, whereas there are other places that would want to allow it. And
I think
to me, that's a better solution.
I agree with that.
I think that people deserve freedom everywhere, and I'm not of the opinion that, I don't like the idea of using the federal versus state rules as – I do think that it is a state issue. If murder is a state state crime, and it is, then abortion should be a state crime. But I don't think that there's really a solution inside that particular argument. I'm of the opinion that people have to come to the point where they find abortion so distasteful that they won't do it on their own. And I think that we've already had prohibitions on it, and those prohibitions have failed miserably. So
yeah, that's the scariest part for me, is the idea that if these people are successful in outlawing abortion, that it will go underground, it will become very dangerous. And
expensive.
It will be expensive, and it'll become a black market product. Criminals will be doing the abortions. Hour number two is coming up. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Take control of the airwaves and bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231.
It's time. Wake up. This is Just In Case You Care, and yeah, I'm talking to you. That's my booklet of truth for the people of America and the wake-up call for action to save our freedom. Get a copy for you and your friends at yeahimtalkingtoyou.com and get involved with saving our country. That's yeahimtalkingtoyou.com if you want to be part of the solution. Otherwise, just go back to sleep. You'll adjust to enslavement.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.